Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Great.
I want to make sure that I've got the criteria right here. According to this article, a ghost town is a community with more than 10,000 homes with a vacancy rate above 55%.
Could be. I don't remember the details of the article. What I did notice is that the top ghost towns, the top 10 ghost towns that they ranked weren't even really villages or towns or cities. They were actually whole counties. And we noticed pretty quickly that they had misinterpreted the census data.
I see here in Vilas County, a little more than 25,000 homes, a vacancy rate of 62%. But it's your contention this is not an accurate picture.
Oh, we know very well what the vacancy rate is in the county. We have a lot of vacation and second homes in Vilas County. Some of the wealthiest people in the United States own second homes in Vilas County. And of that 62% referenced vacancy rate, 60% are second homes. And according to the way the census does their work, they don't count them as residents. So, you know, you could say, I guess they said they are vacant, but, you know, they're, some of them are filled as much as 6 months a year.
So I guess, does that vacancy rate that we're left?
Leaves 2% of actual vacancy rate. And I have to say that those wealthy homeowners are, you know, they pay a lion's share of the property taxes in Vilas County. And you know, that benefits the local communities and in the schools. They spend a lot of money in this county because they get their loans here. They buy their groceries and their hardware and other things. It's just not an accurate picture that it's a ghost town and that we're empty.
What would you say then, in a nutshell, is a more accurate picture of Vilas County?
It's a little tough sometimes at this time of the year because we have a permanent vacation home economy where people are here for a good share of the year spending money, and in the busiest months we have over 150,000 population. You have trouble going across streets because they're so busy, trouble finding parking places in Eagle River. Then in the winter months, when it's a little more dependent on the visitors, it's a little slower here, and right now there's no snow for snowmobiling, and nobody wants to swim in the lakes or canoe, so it's a little bit quiet.
Now, the second part of Vilas County's economy depends quite a bit on logging, forestry, and construction, and those sectors have definitely been hit by the recession.
Well, yes, but then again, the information was misinterpreted. Those sectors have hit everybody, and it's a temporary downswing in the economy. But we have some very huge homeowner builders here and wood manufacturers that when the economy swings back up, things will be gangbusters again. But it's not anything that's permanent like causing us to be a ghost town.
Ken Stubbe, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.